tribulation.
Blog Talk Radio.
Again, I'm going to be doing Insanity Part 3 because one of my worst experiences is dealing with neighbors or criminals in my neighborhood or insane people. They're insane in a bad way. Or made up stories about me or calling people to take my dreams away in music, schooling, and so on. That the guy who said, criticizing my music, like for instance, they said I was just doing music for a hobby and I just really want to be intellectual. That is absolutely not true. I wouldn't be living in California. I don't want to be not just intellectual or move back to my hometown. Just now I heard this, no, I won't say just now. Recently I heard somebody in my near me was speaking under their breath, making up false allegations that I should be doing this, I should be working this, I should not be doing music. They didn't want me to be a member of the SCL. They were also under their breath criticizing all my music, saying that I was just doing it for amateur. They wanted me to drop my SCL, the Society of Composer Lyrics. And I thought that was so evil. That's a monster. The truth is, I was accepted by SCL as a legit artist because I've been doing it so long, and I paid my dues all those years. SCL is such a great organization, by the way, for any artist, particularly musicians who make music and who pay their dues in making music, especially for music, film, etc., video games, etc. And a lot of artists like me don't get paid enough. And the life of an artist is so difficult, but the reality is that the most enjoyable part of it is making that song. You know, it creates that new melody that I make when I play my keyboard. And I try to play my keyboard at least... twice a week. I wish I could play it more because of the noise. I don't want to cause too much noise because I'm living near people, but or more. I actually prefer to play 3-4 times a week, but you know, I don't want to get that attention. But because I'm doing, you know, academia, right, just all the kinds of things, which is so hard. The law school is so hard, difficult. I had play last, and plus my health. I got sick with some severe allergy, which took me off. That was another reason. But I'm recuperating. So when I play, you know, when I play my keyboard, I make sure I have that great melody and that great lyric, which gives me a high. But I just don't want to just play for fun. I want to play to make a living at it. So the hardship of our artists is very difficult. And the situation that I have is the insanity part is dealing with evil dream killers or know-it-alls who really want to undermine my position. This guy was mumbling under his breath so I wouldn't hear. So he didn't want me to be in Hollywood. He wanted me to go back to my hometown. He didn't even, he's, and stuff like that. That's insane. And frankly, that's evil. Members of my father's side, mother's side, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to speak bad about them because I don't really know them, and I'm not going to be a part of, I'm not going to be part of their lives in any way. They're, you know, they live in a backward time, you know, they're older and, you know, they're fixed. They're stuck in the past, the old fashioned. They really have, I'm never going to have a relationship with them because there's too much tragedy with my dad's death related and too longevity for me to be a part of them. And the other thing is, while they're good, I don't think they will understand me as a person to or know how to think outside the box. But I'm going to just say that, you know, they intend. But that's the reality that I got also from people in my hometown of Buffalo, that, you know, Christian religion or religious oriented, you know, stay with your family business or whatever and not thinking outside the box at each individual who they are. And that's what I perceive some people in Buffalo to be with the religion. You know, because I was doing rock and roll, I was called a member of the cult. I was called a devil worshiper. I was made fun of because of ignorance there. And I am not going to be a part of that. I'm sorry to the family, but, you know, you have to think outside the box. Well, anyway, back to the thing is, the insanity is they don't, you know, this individual near me thinks that, you know, and from that era, the guy shouldn't be in music right now. I shouldn't make no more music. I should just give up and just go back to Buffalo. Just be intellectual. At my age, I should act my age. I shouldn't be doing this. I think that's wrong. They're mumbling on their breath about my music. Say what I'm doing for amateur. It's over. I should have never done it. And that is wrong. So my stance is that I will continue with my music. And the insanity is there are different opinions. But I came across very evil people. People in my environment who made up lies that I didn't write my music. You know that that's a delusion. I wrote every part of the song. Every song that I released, I was involved in the lyrics or the music. And the idiots, you know, speaking on the lack of education, a lack of awareness of reality. So these individuals are not artists. They said only, like I don't like when someone said, only the guy who wrote the melody is the musician. Well, they must be coming from another world, because from what I was told in the industry, like with BMI and ASCAP and CSAC and record companies and Oscars and Grammys, the award goes to the persons who wrote the lyrics and the music. If you wrote the lyrics by yourself, you're a songwriter. If you wrote the music by yourself, you're a songwriter. And, you know, they both get the Oscar. They get the Grammy. They get they own it, the song. They get the royalty check. If they get, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Lennon and McCartney are both composer lyricists. So am I. But when they did their, during their time in the Beatles, one wrote the lyrics, one wrote the music sometimes. They didn't do everything. You know, sometimes Paul wrote some of the words, all the words, and then Lennon wrote the music, or vice versa. They still wrote the song. And this, you know, the insanity is that this ignorance saying that only the instrumentals of music is bullshit. They insulted all the greatest artists who are lyricists. And Bob Dylan is perhaps was seen as possibly the greatest lyricist of all time. Well, anyway, a lot of artists struggle. And I struggled, but releasing records professionally through the label as any artist was a good achievement, because I spent years getting to that level. And you know, when I speak about insanity, it's about ignorance or being evil, and being targeted and saying things. So that's what I'm talking about. Truth and respect to people who write the words and the lyrics of a song. Now, if the song is just instrumental, yeah, then, you know, instrumental song, yeah, it's about the melody and the instruments, yes. Well, if somebody near me don't like me being an artist, don't know how to, you know, don't understand my reality, criticize my music and make up. I don't like when, you know, for another insanity thing is this guy said, or writing music for fun. I did not come to L.A. 3,000 miles to make music for fun. They're trying to put words in my mouth that don't pertain to me or pertain to reality. I'm a professional songwriter, writing music to make a good living, to go for that dream. Well, you know, people have their opinions, but when they have opinions to undermine me, that's not good. There was other situations where the insanity is this lady said, this guy said he was a social worker, he caught my school lying to the dean about me so I wouldn't see the assistance I had so I wouldn't succeed in law. But they didn't want me to be a lawyer. He thought I had enough education. I thought that was a psychopath. You know that's wrong. They really wanted to take away my dream to be an attorney or my dream to be in the music industry for self-centered evil motives. That's what a sociopath or a narcissist would do. They're so selfish and evil. All they think about is themselves. Their dreams didn't happen. They chose to be an evil person. Just do nothing with their lives. And seeing someone like me trying to pursue ambitions and go for my dreams and want to take it away. The insanity is, it happens all the time. Perhaps they were envious and jealous of my talents as a songwriter singing. That does not give them the right to try to call people, call school, or call or make or tell people in the industry that I'm not, capable of my songwriting songs, or I should be doing it for a hobby. That is a bunch, that is a diabolical, dangerous person. That is wrong. They're trying to take my dreams away. They did a really good job of this, lying to PhD schools about me. I didn't get into a PhD school. Lying to people in the industry so I don't get signed. Lying to people when I apply to jobs because they did not want to see me succeed. That's insane. That's pure evil. You know what people want to say is? People like that eventually get caught. And they will go down eventually. Because people don't like people like that around them, or at all. So the insanity thing is that I talked in this show is dealing with evil people or dangerous people who want to undermine my potential or undermine my life for self-centered evil motives. I don't like when the insanity comes when these guys come from the San Francisco Center and their clients. They keep saying that I'm a leader, I'm going to be a program manager, I'm going to be director, blah, blah, blah. The problem is that's just some fantasy or some delusion. I have no drive to be working in mental health as a manager or a director. I talk about mental health because of bad experiences that I've experienced, a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder, and because I did work in the mental health. Because, you know, having a very horrific life, early life, and a tumultuous life have led me down the path to wanting to be a musician, to express and vent out all the rage of child abuse, all the rage of being persecuted, all the rage of being harassed, simply because I am who I am. To also wanting to work in mental health as a counselor at one time so I can help people. A lot of people, I think people who suffered a lot tend to be attracted to clinical mental health, and it is a great field. But I found out that early on that the dark side and the struggles that I lived on a daily basis was also what I experienced during my career in mental health, so I had to end it. And I moved on and I wanted to do other things. I didn't want to be a clinical psychologist anymore in 2006. But now this is 2023, you know. They still saying, I'm a manager, a leader, I'm going to be a good. I told them several times, I am not anymore. That's a long time ago. They need to stop this delusion. You know, if they want that, if they want to be a director or someone who would be the leader, well, my suggestion to them is that they should go to school and get their MBA and get their BA, MBA, and they could be great leaders. Maybe they could be a leader because leadership comes from within. It also has to be where somebody wants to be a leader of something. I don't want to be a leader of an organization. I want to be an intellectual, but in a different way. But most importantly, when I really came out to LA is to be a professional singer-songwriter, a performer on stage, an actor. So they need to stop it. You know, some people have different opinions about music, but I experienced where people put my music down and said that I did not want, you know, say things that I never said. The reality is that they really are trying to take my dreams away and be self-centered and try to undermine my life for their self-centered motives. And I will say that is insane. Just like it was insane for someone to say, "Oh, this one person got some minute problem," kept saying, I need to move to South Central. I'm from South Central." You know what? First of all, people move to South Central. They tell us South Central, Los Angeles. Well, there's a lot of good people down there, businesses and etc. But I want to say I never lived down there, in particular. I came to L.A. to be in Hollywood. Okay, so that was not my prerogative to come to L.A. And I never lived in South L.A. But at the same time, they got good businesses and a lot of good people who live down there in South L.A. And I give South L.A. my respect. But the thing is that dream killing wanted to undermine my dreams, making up false allegations to people about my ability so they don't sign me in the industry is another one, which I experienced. Trying to undermine my potential by stating things online about me that were false or defamation. Or whatever it is, that's insane because it's evil. I have to continue to go for my dreams, but I will never in my life even the people that I have problems with try to take their dreams away. I can't do that. That's evil. And I don't want to deal with people will make up stories about what I want to do with my career or objective. I didn't come out here to be no leadership in mental health because I was past that. That's a personal prerogative. But I am not interested in being leadership. I was interested in being an entertainer or to be a certain kind of intellectual, but it was not to be a manager of a mental health clinic. So, but I'm so sorry if I hurt their fantasy. But the insanity is they wanted me to do it despite me moving on many years ago. That doesn't make sense. And it doesn't make sense for them to put me down or try to call people to hinder my potential, my living situation. That's another thing. They said they want me to go back to living in an apartment building. I said, how can I go back to living in an apartment building when I own my home for 20 years? And they said, because I ain't working. And I'm like, that's insane to say that. First of all, whether I'm working or not, because, you know, I have ambitions. Take the hint. You should not be, it's really none of your business. You should not be even commenting on anything like me. I am very high functioning. I take care of responsibilities. And I have some responsibilities going on, but whether I'm doing nothing or not, I am an adult. And for another adult to come in and try to comment on something that is none of their business, then they must have some serious mental problem on how to deal with strangers and boundaries with other people. And they have a problem in dealing with and respecting my boundaries. Whatever I do or whatever, they should not even be talking about it. So they the ones who got a serious mental problem. And owning a home almost 20 years, 19, you got to be out your damn mind. You got to go seek a psychiatrist. I ain't going back to the apartment after owning a home 20, almost 19 years. That's a very, 19 years is a very long time. So I say that's the end of insanity. There would be another insanity show where I talk about things people have said about me that were wrong, delusional, and lies, and perpetuated, or trying to undermine me that doesn't make sense, and trying to take my dreams away, or trying to hinder me, is a sign of someone's insanity, not mine.